This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Adios and not goodbye. Soon I'll return, bringing you all the love your heart can hold.
Martino for you there. Do you remember Blue Spanish Eyes? I do. And it's Cinco de Mayo, so what better time to play that great song? Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy, and along with my buddy and partner, Big Ed Davis, thank you very much for being with us on Tuesday, May the 5th. In a few minutes, Neville Kramer is going to be with us. He's a security consultant. He's an author. He's a former immigration agent. We're going to talk about our relationship with China from a security standpoint. And what, if any, retribution, we should hand out for what happened to us because of what they did or did not do. And as some states open up, new talk about a possible uptick in fatalities with the pandemic. So we're going to talk with the proprietor of Mainstream America's only poll that matters, the Barber Poll, Andrew Ceraci, about that and also the latest attacks on Donald Trump. They keep on coming, do they not? And we have a great, I think very appropriate, ultimate top 10. The top 10 best words to live by during the pandemic. I think you're going to get a little kick out of it. By the way, Freedom Works, we are sponsored in part by Andrew's Master Barbershop. When we open up again, and I hope it's soon, the best barbershop in Tampa Bay. You got to get over there, guys. And we're all going to have hair that's so long. He's going to have to sweep and sweep and sweep in there. Get all that hair out. It's going to be amazing. But once it's open, get over there. They're in Dunedin. They're in the Overcash Plaza. That's on Overcash Drive, and it's just north of State Road 580 in the Overcash Plaza. Andrew's Master Barbershop. Also, while we're talking shop, you can hear us anytime on our program, you can hear us anytime on our website, ourfreedomworks.com. Big Ed sets up all of our programs on podcast. Anytime your little heart desires, hey, you can listen to it again. Right? And get all those nuggets you didn't get the first time around. OurFreedomWorks.com. Well, the beaches opened up yesterday. And they were showing on the local news channels, Clearwater Beach. It was a beautiful day. And I must admit, when they panned the beach, it seemed to me like there are just about as many people as normal wandering along. Did you see any of those pictures at all?
Yeah, and there was a lot of sheriff's department out there, too.
There was, and they had those orange cones.
Signs, cones, ATVs running up and down the beach.
Yeah.
Making sure everybody's not standing too close to each
exactly.
other.
Exactly. It seemed like people were trying to obey the rules from best I could tell.
Yeah, well, this is what we need to do to get back open, and then we get to the next tier and the next tier, and then we're done with it.
Yeah, Yeah, exactly. And retail stores started opening up. Now, I live near the Countryside Mall. They have not opened up yet.
Yeah, I thought like Bed Bath & Beyond and places like that would be open, and they were not, so I don't know.
Yeah, I would think they would be dying to open up because of all of this time where they're losing money, you know? But you're right. And there's a couple, I think the Tyrone Square Mall, which for those of you in Pinellas, you know,
where they were open.
They're big and they're open.
But there were limited stores that were open.
Right.
They're saying that some stores may not have been ready to open. Because some stores may have lost employees during this.
Oh, there's no question.
You know, that...
there's no question.
Some, I hate to say, but some may think, well, I can collect a check and do nothing.
And some people are doing that as well.
And not go back to work.
Speaking about all of that, I never got my stinking check.
Oh, well, they're still coming out in phases, so.
I think they don't want to send it to me because biased.
When you do your taxes, do you electronically file? Or
yes.
You do?
Uh-huh.
So they have your banking information.
They do. Isn't that funny? That's why I thought I would get it sooner rather than later.
Yeah, because usually those are first.
So what you do and what I did, you go to irs.gov, and if you go in there, they've actually got a thing, on a link. And you can go in there, and they will ask you for your birth date, your Social Security number, your bank routing number, and when did you last file your tax return? You know, you fill all of that stuff in. So who knows? We'll see. But are you planning on getting one?
Paul and I just got theirs last weekend or this last week.
Paul and Tracy.
They got a paper one.
They did?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Paul and Tracy do that wonderful Good Morning Clearwater show just prior to ours. I'm glad they got the money. Mm. Now they can, you know, they can share it with us. We're all compatriots. But I haven't got mine yet, so we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Give it time.
So we're going to talk in a few minutes with a guy that we've had on for a long time, Ed Neville Kramer. You know, he's great. And he goes about the world working with businesses in particular on their security. And he's got a background as in the border, in the southern border, Immigration Naturalization Service. So we're going to talk a little bit about what is going on with China. What should we do when all of this stuff settles down, based on what we know about what China has been trying to do? And believe me, the more you hear about what China has done, I think the more angry we get. The more angry we get. They weren't just covering up. They were actually, I mean, why would they allow travel by airplane to any place outside of China, but not allow travel by airplane inside of China after they discovered the virus? What's the point of that? And they're also getting more, they're beating the drum a little bit out there in the China Sea. Remember all that talk about those little islands that they were kind of taking over? And the way they look at Taiwan, which is a free Chinese country, actually, they're looking at that. And then there's there's talk now about they're actually sending propaganda out over the internet about America's complicity in the virus. I mean, it really gets your blood up. It really gets your blood up. So we're going to talk about all of that with Neville Kramer. I think he's going to have some. In the meantime, speaking about all of that, there's an internal report in China that Beijing is facing a rising wave of hostility. Well, I'm not surprised to hear that. The report was drawn up by the China Institute of Contemporary International Relations. And people all over the world are upset with them. I think China's in a very fragile situation. I really do. Anyway, let us take our break. And when we come back, we will talk more about what to do about China. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It won't be long now till we open up again here in Florida. And man, the first place that I'm going to go is to Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. I've been to lots of haircutters over the years, and I can tell you I have never found a better one than Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. With over 50 years of experience and a staff of hair experts, Andrew's Master Barbershop is truly in a class by itself. So man, when we finally open up again, make a date for Andrew's Master Barbershop just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in Dunedin.
If you would like to become a wholesale buyer of the premium quality longevity product that you hear about right here on the Tantalk Radio Network for personal service, you can pick up the phone right now and call Lola at 727-441-3311. Again, that's Lola at 727-441-3311. Or for even faster service, log on to TantalkHealth.com. That's TantalkHealth.com. Here's to your health and longevity.
Hi, this is Jay Leno.
Hey, this is Ted Nugent.
Hi, everybody. This is David Hobbs.
Hi, this is Bob Marshall.
Hey, this is Danny the Count Coker.
Hey, this is comedian, author, and most importantly, vintage race car driver Adam Carolla.
Hi, this is Shirley Cha-Cha Muldowney.
I'm John Forrest.
Hey, this is Jack Roush.
And you're listening to Nostalgic Radio and Cars.
That's Nostalgic Radio and Cars with the most fascinating and legendary names in motorsports every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
We are back on Cinco de Mayo. That's a big day, you know, for the Hispanic community. And we're delighted to have back, by the way, one of our all-time favorite guests. He is an author. He is a security consultant. He's a former INS agent. I consider him a good friend. His name is Neville Kramer. And we've brought Neville back to talk a little bit about what to do about China, especially from a security standpoint. Neville, welcome back. How are you?
Paul, good morning. How are you?
We're good. We're safe so far. Everything's okay.
Well, I've been hiding out underneath my bed from this virus. You know, I'm 69 now, so
you're young. You're young.
No, I'm one of the categories that, you know, get it and die. So I'm
so you're under the bed.
Stay as far away from this thing. Yeah, of course.
Well, no wonder we have a little bit of an echo, but that's all right. You can stay under the bed while we do the interview. But I know you're not.
Do we have an echo?
No, we don't. I'm teasing. Oh, you sound perfectly good. You sound perfectly.
Well, good. Now, clear the dust out of my ears.
But, you know, we're all doing what we can. And, of course, you know, the more we go along, Neville, the more we start looking at China and what to do about China. I mean, I was just talking a little bit about not only have they tried to cover up what occurred and you know, from all that we know about it, either it came from a lab or a wet market, but either way, the government of China did indeed try to cover it up, didn't let anybody know about it, allowed stopped air flights within China, but allowed them to go from China to outside of the country. They're also making waves right now in the China Sea, as you know better than I do.
Yeah.
You know, so there's all of this going on. So I guess the first thing is our relationship. And I guess we have to be very careful right now. We're in the midst of all of this. But what do we do security-wise with them?
First thing you have to do is American public has to understand that this is not just this is a cultural issue. Let me just give you a couple of quick facts about foreign students in the United States. And you'll understand a little bit about China. And first of all, that China has about 360,000 foreign students in the United States.
Wow, I didn't think that's a lot, man. Yeah,
that's about 30% of all the foreign students we have. That number has basically tripled in 10 years. Now, of those students, and this is the reason I'm telling you, 90% of all the recommendation letters for those Chinese applicants are fakes.
Really?
70%, 70% of the applications, essays that have to be submitted by the student are written by someone else. And the transcripts that are given to the universities to come here, that 50% of them are falsified. So I know this doesn't have anything to do with the coronavirus, et cetera, but this is a cultural atmosphere mm-hmm. that you have to deal with when you deal with Chinese. My specialty, of course, is immigration, but I know a lot about other things. But this is a culture of lying, hiding, cheating, corruption, payoffs. It's all acceptable to them because that's the way they do things in their country, and they have been exporting people for the last 50 years all over the world, and this is what they export. Now, is it racist? Well, I don't think so. I think it's just facts, okay? And if you've dealt with the Chinese the way I have around the world and you talk to Chinese and do business with Chinese, you find out that this is factual. And they look at Americans and they look at the West as sort of being stupid because we don't quite understand what they're doing. A lot of times we don't, you know, they can speak their own language and we don't understand what they're saying. And I can give you example after example, Paul, of what they're doing to us. And it's been going on for at least 40 or 50 years that I know of.
Wow.
So what do we do about it? Well, we have to understand the culture, first of all, and then you have to take issue after issue after issue. And before we close out, I want to give you another example so that you know that this isn't just a one-off kind of thing. Almost every issue that we deal with the Chinese, they're sort of laughing at us. So this is the horse has left the barn, and we're trying to close the barn door, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
I mean, you know, they're a closed society. We're an open society. We've allowed people from China to come in. We have, there's been an ongoing issue before the virus about some of the infiltration, you might call it, of our hospitals around Tampa Bay with people that at first we thought, you know, these are doctors, they're coming in and they're coming in to learn things. But it seems like there was an involvement and connection to the government itself. So there is really, you know, I think now people are starting to look back at some of this. And then when you see what they do with the virus, I mean, a lot of people still think that maybe, you know, that this was an intentional release. I've heard people talk about it, you know.
Well, of course, they won't let us in there. So, I mean, it could very well be. We know that they were manipulating the viruses to see if they could construct one that was... That you know couldn't be treated. I mean that's just part of what they were doing in Wuhan.
I wonder, Neville. I want to get your thought on this. First of all, I would think it would be against their interest, they being the government of China, to release a virus intentionally or to allow it to be released, because of what would happen in terms of their stability, not only with other countries but with their own people. We've got the thing going on in Hong Kong prior to this, as you know, with the demonstrations, their desire to continue to be free there. And now, you know, with all of that going on, it seems like there's just this concern about stability there. Your thought on whether or not, you know, even from within, they may have an issue.
They may, but as we saw in Tiananmen Square, I mean, they'll clamp down. I'm surprised they haven't done in Hong Kong. But the problem with Hong Kong is that it's so closely related to the Brits. And the Brits have very close relationship with the Hong Kong Chinese that I think they realize that they're looking at a disaster there if they move in there militarily. Taiwan, I think I don't think we realize the relationship there. The Taiwanese are reaching out to the Hong Kong, to the PRC. and they're getting closer and closer. So
PRC being the government,
People's Republic.
People's Republic. Yeah.
Chinese Communist Party.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say Hong Kong is an anomaly in that area. I don't think they're going to walk in there militarily. That would be a huge mistake. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But as far as the United States is concerned and the rest of the West, and I'm talking specifically about what we call the Five Eyes countries, which is the U.S., the U.K., Canada, Australia, New Zealand. We have an agreement with them, which is a fantastic intelligence gathering and sharing operation. And if it wasn't for the thing that we call the Five Eyes, those five countries and our sharing of intelligence, we would be having significantly greater problems with China. They realize that the five countries are watching them, and they can't go and do what they want to do.
Yeah.
around the world as they. But these people want to take over the world. Actually, if you in a huge sense, maybe in 100 or 150 years, that's their object. This isn't the domino thing in Vietnam. This is the real stuff.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Neville Kramer. He is a security consultant. He's an author of a great book, Immigration Chaos, lecturer. I believe your lecture is Immigration Chaos 2020, if I'm not mistaken, Neville, although we're all hunkered down right now. Yep. Okay, so we've got this instability globally. And you worry about whether China wants to take immediate advantage of it. I mean, if they're kind of beating the drums in the South China Sea right now, and with Taiwan and, you know, all of that, I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm wondering, should the U.S. have any kind of retaliatory plan? Do you think they do? Will they enact something? What do you think overall is going on with our government on that?
Well, let's hope we're waking up.
Yeah, I think we are.
I think. I'll give you another quick example here in a second if we have time. But let me give you the example because this goes along with your question. We have a program in the United States called the EB-5 Investment Program with Immigration. And these visas are basically you can buy your way into the United States by investing $900,000 or $1,800,000 in a business and hiring 10 people, et cetera. The bottom line is that the vast majority of EB-5 visas go to Chinese, and the people are basically supported by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the problem with that, Paul, real simply, is that they get green cards for this. And in 5 years after getting the green card, they apply for U.S. citizenship. And then a short time after they become U.S. citizens, they can apply for high-level security clearances. And, of course, their background in China is completely covered up. So we issue them these clearances. And they go to work for who? Defense contractors, high-tech industry. And all of a sudden, they're embedded. And these are tens of thousands of people that are embedded in our military-industrial complex.
They've infiltrated our defense?
Well, just look at the H-20 China new stealth bomber and take a look at our B-2 bomber and tell me if you see much difference.
Oh, I see what you mean.
There's some, but I mean, if you're going to start...
They're copying all of that, sending the papers, the blueprints. Okay.
They're stealing everything that we have.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're infiltrating. And of course, what does the university say about this? And what do the businesses say? The businesses say they're great workers, and the universities say, well, we're getting $22 billion in money from China, so let's look the other way. We're giving up our security, is what we're giving up.
Sure. It's
real simple.
Let me ask you finally about the relationship between China and Russia. I mean, Russia must be just spitting nickels mad. Look what's going on with their country because of this pandemic. And China and Russia always had this, I don't know what you would call it, this fragile relationship only because of the United States. So what do you think? How's Russia feeling about all of this?
Well, again, you're dealing with an autocratic, you know, dictatorial leadership. So, I mean, I don't think that Putin is going to cause any problems for China because of this. Look at the four of them that are involved over there. You got China, you have China, you have the Russia, you have Iran, and you have North Korea.
Right.
What a group that is!
Oh God!
I mean, if you think about it, I mean, and we're not looking at them that way. We're looking at them as, oh, maybe we should be friendly with them, and maybe we should look the other way, and maybe this really wasn't a mistake. Who cares if it was a mistake or not?
Right.
These people didn't create. These people lied to us, and now they've killed, you know, thousands of people around the world, and we're still in 6 months after this is over, and we get a vaccine, you will never hear about this again.
Really?
That's the trouble. The students will keep coming in. The investor visas will still be given out, and the business people will be real happy. The universities will be real happy, and they'll say, you're just xenophobic and racist if you want to.
What about retribution? Now, we've already got some people around the world filing suit. I don't know how you're going to get China to come to the court and say, yeah, we're going to pay up. I mean, so is there a way for the United States to get a retribution on China?
Yeah. Start doing what I just said about these two programs and several others.
Start weeding them out.
Instead of giving out all these visas, instead of having people come in here and get visas and get citizenship and get high-level security clearances, you stop it before it ever gets started.
Right.
They apply for the green cards, and you say, no, I'm sorry, you're connected to the Chinese Communist Party. Go find someone else.
Right. Neville, it is always a
foreign. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say the foreign students are coming in here to look those numbers. We've got to put a stop to that. They're studying. They're not studying English 101. I can tell you that.
No. Wow. Well, Neville, it's.
Well, you got me wound up today.
No. It's always a pleasure to talk with you. With your background, your experience, we've talked about how your work, you know, in the Mideast and everything. You've been all over the place. And once everything is back if whatever kind of normalcy we're going to have, I'm sure you'll be out there again. But always a pleasure, Neville. Always a pleasure. Stay safe, and I know we'll be talking again down the road.
I will, Paul, anytime. And you as well. Stay safe, and we look forward to the next time. Thanks for the invite.
Thank you, my friend. All right. Neville Kramer, we're going to take our break. When we come back, we're going to have the proprietor of the only poll that matters in mainstream America, the Barber Poll, Andrew Ceraci. We're going to talk about, as states open up, a possible uptick in fatalities. What's that all about?
It's the baddest auto town. And if you go down there, you better just beware of a man named Leroy Brown. Now, Leroy, morning trouble. You see, you stand up.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It won't be long now till we open up again here in Florida. And, man, the first place that I'm going to go is to Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. I've been to lots of haircutters over the years, and I can tell you I have never found a better one than Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. With over 50 years of experience and a staff of hair experts, Andrew's Master Barbershop is truly in a class by itself. So, man, when we finally open up again, make a date for Andrew's Master Barbershop just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in Dunedin.
Talking Sports and Knockout Radio is one of, if not the longest running sports radio show in Tampa Bay, and heard every Wednesday from 2 to 4 p.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network. From football to MMA and pizza to travel, we talk it all. Every Wednesday from 2 to 4 p.m., we walk the walk and talk the talk. If you have a story you'd like us to cover, just go to knockoutradio.com and click the contact link and send us a suggestion. That's knockoutradio.com/talkingsports.
Are you a writer, inventor? Do you have questions about your intellectual property rights? Well, tune in every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 11 o'clock for Joy on Paper. Once a month, I will have a special guest, the writer's legal eagle, Bill Larson of Larson & Larson, who can answer your questions. Protect your valuable work. Email me your questions to patsy.radio@gmail.com and then listen in every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. right here on Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network. That's patsy.radio@gmail.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
We are back. Wow, May the 5th already. But did you know there's an Arctic blast apparently up in the Northeast? And just in time for Mother's Day up there, they're going to have snow and everything, Ed. I was thinking that by now things were kind of settling down weather-wise, but in fact, up there they've had like summer-like warmth this past weekend, but now it's going to turn on them. It's always kind of volatile.
Well, that's what Angelo said yesterday.
Yeah, wow. So the Supreme Court, you'd never hear them discuss their cases, but they made history yesterday hearing arguments by phone. And, they, you know, they're in each of their little their places, all nine of them, I guess. But they allowed the world to listen in live. It didn't get a lot of attention, but that's pretty special. They had initially postponed arguments in 20 cases that had been scheduled for March and April because of the pandemic. But now they figured out a way to get going on this. Some of the cases they're hearing include Donald Trump's efforts to shield his tax records. And whether presidential electors have to cast their electoral college ballots for the candidate who wins the popular vote in the state. So there are lots of things. Another one's going to be certain abortion-related decisions. So lots going on. In the meantime, we have the proprietor of the Barber Poll, Andrew Ceresi, with us. And Andrew, I was reading and hearing that there might be an uptick in the number of fatalities with the pandemic, just as we're starting to open up, especially here in Florida. I wanted to get your thoughts. Do you think there's a chance that might happen because of, you know, because of doing the opening up process?
Well, there's a chance that to the media it's going to happen. But the facts is, Paul, they say that it takes 2 weeks for this thing to even catch on. So if they just opened up yesterday, how do they know what's happening 2 weeks in advance?
Yeah.
They got a crystal ball?
No, they got these so-called data things. But all these data things are all over the place. You remember that Donald Trump was talking initially. He was saying, you know, maybe 60,000 would die from the coronavirus we've got right now. But it's gone well past that. We're about 67,000 now.
Paul, you know what? I don't believe that figure.
Nobody knows, right? Oh, you don't believe
that? Nobody knows. No, I think it's a bunch of bull crap. Because I was reading an article the other day about the CDC cutting that 60-something thousand in half because all these states are reporting, New York and California are reporting everybody's dying from the coronavirus, Paul.
Yeah.
They have no facts. They have no data. This is a bunch of bull crap.
There's a lot of these deaths that I've questioned myself, thinking, you know what? These people were probably very, very ill to begin with, and maybe just because they've got something, you know, maybe the virus comes along, but it's not the thing that does them in. So you never know exactly how many the virus actually knocks
off. Well, we don't know nothing about this because it just keeps getting twisted and twisted.
Mm-hmm.
If we keep the country closed, we're going in a state of depression. The Democrats want it closed so they mess with Trump. You won't get elected, they think. You know, this is all this is, Paul. It's a political game. We got to open up. We're going into a depression. I'd rather die of the virus, I've told you, than starvation and a depression.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
I know. I kind of feel the way you do, that, you know, at least we go down fighting. Now, we see yesterday was kind of a positive thing. I see all of these videos of Clearwater Beach, all the people. They were doing a scan there, and it looked like, it looked like normal with all the people that were out there.
You know,
they're opening up the restaurants, you know.
It amazes me. Why did you close the beach? You said that the heat, this virus can't last but a minute in the heat. Why would you close the beach? That's where you get the heat.
Yeah. I think
it's a circle. It's a bunch of crap, I'm telling you. And the fear has got to stop, and we need to get back to work.
Yeah.
We need to worry about China, believe me.
Yeah,
virus is nothing compared to China. I heard what you guys were talking about, and I've been saying this for a long time.
I think China's in a situation now where I think the government itself could, because of what's occurred, that government itself better be very careful. I think there's a chance they could topple because of all of this. There's global outrage against them. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But
you know, Paul, You got Fauci arguing with the president that, oh, no, this virus didn't start in China. To me, Fauci's one of the
Fauci didn't say that, did he? I've never heard
him. Yes, he did. I was hearing it on the news this morning. He was disagreeing with President Trump. Trump says that it originated in Hunan, China, and Fauci's saying that it originated naturally and moved on to humans.
Oh, well, wait. Where did Fauci say it originated? Where?
It originated naturally.
Oh, okay.
And the virus moved on to...
Well, nobody knows, but right now they still think, don't they think that it did happen, that they were working with the virus in the lab, and it got out of there?
I agree with what you're saying. I think Trump is just keeping Fauci close to him so he can expose this whole thing when it comes down. Mm-hmm. He's doing just like the Godfather said, keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
You think Fauci's an enemy?
Yeah, I don't trust this guy for nothing. Nothing.
Okay.
Not one bit. I smell a rat.
Do you?
But oh, big time. Big time.
Well, what's Fauci's game?
He was involved with Bill Gates in 2017. He said there's going to be a pandemic going on. And the guy knew too much in 2017 about this before it even happened.
So, do you think other than he thinks that a pandemic might be coming? Do you think he's got any he's got any bad intentions?
He's got an agenda, Paul. He's part of the deep state. I really believe he's part. He's a globalist. He was involved with Bush, who was a globalist, right? He was involved with Bush. He was involved with Bill Gates, who's all globalists. The guy's a globalist.
But he's not in cahoots with China. You don't think that, do you?
We had Harvard professors in cahoots with China, didn't we?
We've had a lot of people in cahoots with China.
Okay, so yeah, I'm not a thing. I'm sorry.
All right.
We don't live in La La Land here, where everything is beautiful and butterflies flying around all day. Okay.
No, that's true. That's true. We're talking with the master barber. He's got his doubts about what's going on with some of the people around Donald Trump. What do you think about that? What's her name? Burks. That doctor.
What do I think about her? I think she's in La La Land.
Oh, you do.
I think she watches butterflies fly around all day.
Okay.
Yeah. I think Trump is playing this out. It's like I said from the beginning. Trump knows what was going on with this. I believe the Chinese were involved with it. I believe the Democrats were involved with the Chinese, with the Iranians, all to try and take Trump down.
Well, there's no question that there's been a lot of skullduggery going on. As a matter of fact, a lot of GOPers are now focusing in on what happened to Michael Flynn. And, in fact, Jim Jordan of Ohio, Mike Johnson of Louisiana, both Republicans, are demanding that the head of the FBI now, Christopher Wray, get a slew of info over these revelations.
He's another one, Paul. He's another one got to go.
Christopher Wray, yeah. He does. You know, I've noticed that guy pulls his punches. And I agree with you on him. He's kind of a slippery little guy, that Christopher Wray. I'd watch
him. The FBI right now is disgusting. Yeah. Okay? What they're doing was mafia tactics back in the old days. The only thing is the mafia wasn't as stupid as they are. They're getting caught.
They are getting caught. Lawmakers seeking to question this guy, Joe Pienka, he's a mysterious FBI agent. He penned this email talking about whether or not they should be trying to trap Michael Flynn into saying something untrue. I mean, for purposes of getting at Donald Trump. It gets really nefarious. Yeah.
Listen, we knew when they couldn't get Trump, we knew they were trying to get the people around him. To make up something, and this is what's happening. This is disgusting. The FBI should be shut right down right now.
Wow.
They have no credibility whatsoever, Paul.
Yeah.
And this is what they have done to it. These people need to be held accountable. They need to go to jail. I've been saying it for 2 years.
On a much more important topic, can you help me get my check from the government? I still haven't got my My virus check. I want you, to grease your skin.
I couldn't believe it. I got mine yesterday.
Oh, you didn't.
And I was, you know, I was surprised. I thought it was going to be signed by Donald Trump. I wasn't even going to cash it. I was going to keep it as a souvenir.
How come you get it and I don't get no stinking check? What's going on around here?
Yeah, they must know you got more money than me, Paul.
No, I don't. No,
it's
I
all.
Don't.
It's all.
Oh, my God. Well.
But, you know, Paul, they need to put this coronavirus aside. They need to start talking about what's going on to China. I think China's in a disarray anyway because the whole world is against them now.
They are.
You know, 75% of the American public, be it Democrat or Republican, hate China.
Oh, there's no question about it.
You know the sad part about it? I know a few Chinese people. They're really nice people.
Oh, of course they are. And we're not talking about the Chinese people. We're talking about the Chinese government.
Yeah, just take them out. Why don't they just take them out?
Well, I tell you what. I think there might be some thought about that.
That's right. Just take them out. I think we need to send in the Sopranos to take care of this.
Well, I tell you what. If any country should be upset with China, it's Italy. That's about how many people were stricken in that
country. Well, Italy should be, you know, they sat there and invited them in when they sold their clothing industry to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were, you know, 1,000 people a month that kept shipping them over there and bringing them back to work in the clothing
exactly
industry.
Exactly right, yeah.
You got Italian suits made in China, buddy.
They're
still paying the top dollar.
The infiltration of Italy by all of those Chinese people has definitely, I mean, there you go. Everybody wonders why there were so many deaths and cases there. It was really something, really something. You know, Andrew, it is always a pleasure to talk with you, my friend. And we're going to be talking again on Friday about
you
all
got
of this.
It, Paul.
As we
hopefully
go.
We open up next week
you
over
You better
here.
Open up. I got to get my hair cut.
This is totally ridiculous,
I got to get my hair cut. I'm going to have to break down the doors and get in there and get your clippers and I don't know what.
People I know have been out of work for 6 and 8 weeks, haven't got no unemployment checks, no nothing here.
No.
I mean, what's the problem with this
computer? Yeah, how about your staff?
$70 million here. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. At this point, I'm a little bit upset with what's going on around here.
How about your staff? How's everybody doing? Candy doing okay?
Oh, Candy's doing great. She loves retirement.
She doesn't mind not working over there right
no,
now?
No, she loves it. She's been floating in the pool, getting a tan. What,
well,
are you
I'm
kidding
glad.
Me?
No, I'm glad. Oh, yeah. I was worried about her.
No. I'm the one going crazy.
Well,
I'm trapped in here with all of them.
I'll tell you what. We got to get you out of there. We got to get you out of there. All right, my friend. Thank you, Andrew. I'll talk to
all
you
right,
on
Paul,
Friday,
you
buddy.
Take care, buddy. Bye-bye.
There he is, Andrew the Master Barber. We're going to take our break. When we come back, the top 10 best words to live by during the pandemic.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It won't be long now till we open up again here in Florida. And, men, the first place that I'm going to go is to Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. I've been to lots of haircutters over the years, and I can tell you I have never found a better one than Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. With over 50 years of experience and a staff of hair experts, Andrew's Master Barbershop is truly in a class by itself. So, men, when we finally open up again, make a date for Andrew's Master Barbershop just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in Dunedin.
Are you looking for some great restaurants? For some great wines? Where are the great chefs? Listen to Dine Out Radio Herd every Wednesday on the Tantalk Radio Network. 12 to 1 p.m., we'll tell you where all the great events are. We'll have Food and Wine Magazine and Bon Appetit Magazine. We'll have their editors and writers on each month. And maybe we'll throw in a couple surprises. Check out the website, diningoutradio.com. My bridge is all.
Hey, everybody, this is Pastor Marcia McAllister from Beacon of Hope Ministries. We want you to join us on Sunday afternoons at 3 o'clock on this radio station for our two-hour show, talking to you about the Word of God, giving you great contemporary music, some lively chat, and just some food for thought. You'll be encouraged to know how very much God loves you and how He has a plan for your life. Join us this coming Sunday at 3 o'clock on Living the Good Life.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we're back. back for the final segment of Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. We're here, by the way, Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Great Tan Talk Radio Network. Well, what about Joe Biden and all of this girl talk stuff, right? First of all, the Secretary of the Senate yesterday said that her office cannot comply with a request by Joe Biden to order a search for any complaint made by the woman currently accusing him of sexual assault. In a statement, Julie Adams said that their legal counsel reviewed the statute governing the records and, quote, the secretary has no discretion to disclose any such information as requested in Vice President Biden's letter of May the 1st. So do you think Biden knew all of that? You know, before he went around saying, oh, I'll open everything up. In the meantime, 4 days after he made a public request for the Senate to do this, there's nothing going on in terms of any real movement. Biden denies the assault. His call for records to be released, an apparent attempt to clear the air, but the situation remains as murky as ever. They've got records in Delaware, his records that are supposedly, they were going to open up those records 2 years after he left office. It's been more than 2 years since he was vice president. They haven't opened that up. So who knows what is going on there. In the meantime, there's a new ad out that got under Donald Trump's skin, and it's from Kellyanne Conway's husband. You know, Kellyanne Conway is an advisor and in the White House, as you know, to Donald Trump. He lashed out, Trump did, overnight, after a group led by Conway's husband released an ad criticizing Trump's administration's response to the pandemic. The ad was titled Mourning in America, M-O-U-R-N-I. And gee, a play on words. That was a phrase that Ronald Reagan made famous. But this one's mourning in America, as in sadness in America. And it accuses the president of ignoring the crisis early on. And the group that released it with Kellyanne Conway's husband involved is called the Lincoln Project. They're anti-Trump Republicans, apparently. So here's what Trump said in a tweet, quote, a group of rhino Republicans who failed badly 12 years ago, then again 8 years ago, and then got badly beaten by me, a political first-timer, 4 years ago, have copied, no imagination, have copied the concept of an ad from Ronald Reagan's Mourning in America, doing everything possible to get even for all of their many failures. Donald, you can let some of this stuff go. You don't have to go after everybody every single time somebody slights you. But he went on. You see, the loser types, these loser types don't care about 252 new federal judges, two great Supreme Court justices, a rebuilt military, a protected Second Amendment, biggest ever tax and regulation cuts, and much more. He said, I didn't use any of them because they don't know how to win. And their so-called Lincoln Project is a disgrace to Honest Abe. So there you go. I wonder how Kellyanne Conway deals with her husband every night. In fact, now she's stuck with him all day, right, George Conway? He's such an anti-Trumper. And here she is, a top advisor to Trump. Trump says, I don't know what Kellyanne did to her deranged loser of a husband, Moonface, but it must have been really bad. There you go. Ah, well, a little family discord is, you know, always brings a little excitement, I guess. All right, Ed, you can wake up. It's time for us to do our top 10. I have a good one here. I think you'll like it. These are the top 10 words to live by during the pandemic. I don't think there's any particular order. I've listed them in a certain way. So we'll have a little fun with this. Here we go. Top 10 words to live by during the pandemic. Number 10. In 2019, stay away from negative people. In 2020, stay away from positive people. There you go. All right. Number 9. The world is turned upside down. Old folks are sneaking out of the house, and their kids are yelling at them to stay indoors.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Number 8. The virus has done what no woman has been able to do. Cancel all sports, shut down all bars, and keep men at home.
I saw that floating around on Facebook, I think.
Yeah, it's kind of true, you know? Number 7. Day 7 at home, and the dog is looking at me like, see? This is why I chew the furniture. Number 6. Does anyone know if we can take showers yet? Or should we just keep washing our hands?
Okay.
I thought that was pretty good. Ed, you're not in the spirit of this. You're just not.
I'm listening.
Number 5. I never thought the comment, I wouldn't touch him with a 6-foot pole, would become a national policy. But here we are.
That should be 10-foot.
It should be, but see, it's a 6-foot social distance. Mm-hmm. All right. Number 5. That was number 5. Excuse me, number 4. Me. Oh, okay, thank you, sir. Me. Alexa, what's the weather this weekend? Alexa, it doesn't matter. You're not going anywhere.
I've seen that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number 3. I think my fridge just said to me, what in the world do you want now?
Yeah. Probably going overtime.
I know. Number 2. When this is over, what meeting do I attend first? Weight Watchers or AA? Pretty good. And the number 1. Words to live by during the pandemic. Quarantine has turned us into dogs. We roam the house all day looking for food. We're told no if we get too close to strangers. And we get real excited about car rides.
Mm. There was one that said, my recycling garbage man left an Alcoholics Anonymous pamphlet on my garbage can the other day.
Really? Hey, speaking of that, I was watching, you ever watch, or you know about The Five on Fox?
No.
Okay. There is a show called The Five, and they have 5 Fox people, 4 of whom are conservative, 1 of whom is a liberal, and they sit around and they talk about the issues. Okay. Anyway, I don't know how one of them talked about this, but he wanted to get some sort of a poll, speaking about using garbage and recycling, about his, one time he was walking his dog, and, you know, he had a little bag with him, and he scooped it up and he threw it inside somebody else's garbage bin. And he wanted to know if people should be upset about that. So he asked people to, so they did sort of a poll on that.
Well,
Go ahead.
I just off the top, I would be, because, well, then your garbage can is going to smell like poop.
Yes. But, I mean, it was out on the curb to be picked up that day, right?
Yeah.
And so he goes along, the garbage cans are out, and his dog, you know, does his business, and then he picks it up and he puts it in the nearest garbage can. And he wanted to know if that was okay. So what do you think the response was? The response was, no.
Right.
Take it home.
I agree.
It's kind of not only an invasion of privacy, but, you know, you got a nerve opening somebody's garbage bin.
Put it in the public garbage can.
It wasn't, though. It was a personal.
That's what I mean. If
it was public, it's not so bad.
Right. Because you're walking on the trail. Like, they even have the poop bags
for
the dogs.
Well, of course. In that case, of course.
You got
to
go.
Okay. We got that one settled. Anyway, everybody, you stay safe. We will be back on Friday. Always remember, freedom works.